One more time, amen. We thank and we praise God for Jesus. We thank and we praise God for his blood today. Yeah. We thank and we praise God because he is a good God. Oh, and he's worthy to be praised. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Amen. I'm just thanking, I praise God, amen, for how he has just truly been blessing his people, amen, in the midst of everything that's going on. Amen. He has truly done what he said he's going to do. Amen. He told us that in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. I thank and I praise God. Amen. He told us in his word to fear not. Amen. He told us not to be dismayed because he is our God. Amen. And we just don't, we just got to learn to trust God. Amen. For what his word say. Trust him at his word. Amen. That's what he wants us to do. Trust him at his word. Amen. Don't lean to your own understanding, but trust God at his word. Amen. When the enemy come in as a flood, the spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the enemy. So all we got to do is just trust God at his word. Amen. Praise God. I send you greetings today. Amen. Hallelujah. By the airway. Praise God. Hallelujah. Send you greetings for Tree of Life Outreach Ministry here in Addison, Alabama, where yours truly, Shanika Hurd, is your pastor, is the pastor here. Praise God. I thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. For just being God. All by himself. Amen. Because there's truly none like him. None to compare to him. Amen. I give God the glory today. Amen. I give him all the glory. Give him all the praise because he's worthy and greatly to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we just thank God. We just praise him. Amen. I'm so excited about what the Lord is doing. Amen. But I have a word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bibles, amen, I'm not going to prolong the time. I want to get straight to what God has for us on today. Praise God. I thank and I praise God for his word. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank and I praise God today. I just want to say I thank and I praise God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Amen. We had two straight Sundays of bad weather, praise God. And we had last Sunday was a beautiful Sunday. Amen. Today is a beautiful day. Amen. I praise God for a beautiful day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I will. We will rejoice and be glad in it, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I'm just thanking, I praise God. Hallelujah for Jesus. Amen. I just want to thank and praise God. Amen. For all the pastors. Amen. All the leaders. Amen. Of the gospel of Jesus Christ that are preaching Jesus and him crucified. I thank and praise God for you, man and woman of God. Amen. Because, amen, we just have to be thankful for one another. Praise God. And I pray for you and I ask y'all to pray for me. Praise God. Because then we need one another. Praise God. Amen. And I just thank and I praise God for every saint, every woman, boy, girl, amen, who have been born again, loving God, I praise God for you, and I thank God for you, and I just pray that God will continue to keep us all encouraged through his word.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. But today, amen, if you have your Bibles, praise God, we're going to go into the book of Ezekiel, praise God. Amen. God was reminding Ezekiel, hallelujah, he was talking about restoring the people unto God. And he was reminding Ezekiel, praise God, of, that he is a watchman, that I called you to do what I and say what I want you to say, praise God. Amen. And so in verses, praise God, we're going to start in Ezekiel, the 33rd chapter, praise God, and at 33. Amen. Ezekiel 33, starting at the 10th verse. Amen. Ezekiel, God was speaking to Ezekiel. Ezekiel was a prophet, and he was speaking to him to remind the reminded him of who he was, that he did call him to be a watchman and what he had to do. Amen. In that position, praise God. And praise God. So Ezekiel 33. And I'm going to start at the 10th verse. And God began, and my message today is turn from your evil ways.
Amen.
We are in the time now that we have to turn from our evil ways.
Amen.
If we want anything from God, if we want any God to do anything in our life, it's so much evil already in the world.
Right.
But let us that are saved, amen, who say we love God,
thank you, Lord,
turn. From our evil ways.
Yes.
Amen. Because I know the word says, hallelujah, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, if my people, which are called
yourselves.
Amen.
And pray.
Yes.
Seek my face. Turn from their
wicked ways.
Turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
Amen. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land.
All right.
Now, we understand that there's wickedness all around.
Yes, it is.
We live in a wicked generation. We live in a world where there's so much wicked going on.
Amen.
But it shouldn't be among the saints.
Amen.
And see, God knew that he going to have some saints and people who say, I'm saved, but they're right. Wicked. We are evil.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to love our neighbors.
That's right.
We don't know how to love each other. We don't know, we don't have that agape love that God had commanded for us to have.
Amen.
For one another.
Amen.
Amen. I thank and praise God this morning for the Sunday school lesson was be humble like Christ.
Yes.
Amen. Be humble like Christ. Amen. Amen. That's how we got to get back there.
Yes, yes.
Because that's what it's going to take for us to get out of here.
Amen.
We can't be arrogant.
Amen.
We can't be proud.
That's
we
right.
Can't be like that. I don't care who he is. You know, I used to have an attitude that, okay, yeah, but if you cross me wrong, I'm telling you, don't cross me. You know, with my attitude, with my little self. Yeah, but I don't care how much we get in ourselves, we still got to get in the, we got to walk after the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Because if we're walking after the Spirit, we ain't gonna, it don't matter what self say, it don't matter what we want to do in the flesh, it don't matter how the flesh get attitude, we still got to put on the attitude of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Because it's easy for us to put on the attitude of the world, or it's easy for us to say, well, you know, they just should have made it mad.
Mm-hmm.
I done been there. I'm guilty of it. Yeah, they shouldn't have made mad, and I wouldn't have been acting like that. If they wouldn't have said they would have been, I just wouldn't have done it. Yeah, we all are guilty of it.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. But guess what? They don't make it acceptable
That's
with
right.
God.
That's right.
Amen.
We still have to put on the attitude of Christ.
That's right.
We still got to put on Christ's attitude.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And turn from our evil ways.
Amen.
Amen. Because we in the time now. Amen. Saints, amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've seen so much, amen. I know you have seen a lot,
amen.
But people don't even want to go to church because we don't know how to love.
Amen.
We don't have that agape love. We don't have the humility. The humility is gone.
Amen.
It's self-motivation and self
right.
this and
That's
self
right.
that. You know, if I got this, you know, we both to admonish each other, hot seeing each
amen.
Other higher than we do ourselves.
That's true.
Amen.
But anyway, we got to turn, saints of God. People of God, we got to turn from our evil ways.
Amen.
Turn from our evil ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to let it go. Amen. So we can get to that place where Christ wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So people will know that we are the disciples of Christ by the love that we have one for another. Amen. So Ezekiel, praise God, the 33rd chapter, 33, and we're going to start up the 10th verse. And it reads, therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how shall we then live? And what he was saying to Ezekiel, what God was speaking to the son of man, talking to Ezekiel,
uh-huh.
Amen. And he was saying, Ezekiel, I want you to speak this to the house of Israel. And this is what God is speaking to us today. He said, thus you speak, saying, if our transgression and our sins be upon us, and we just waste in our sin, pine away, we just waste sin, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, how shall we then live? Hallelujah, how can we continue to live in sin, in other words?
Amen.
How do you think you're going to continue to live a life holy unto the Lord when you have sin in your life? Amen. Because we as saints of God, we're not supposed to be practicing sin.
Amen.
And we might say, well, we're not practicing sin, but you might have a bad attitude.
That's
and amen, that attitude that you got make you a sinful person.
Amen.
Amen. If you ain't talking right, and if you ain't, amen, your attitude ain't right when you approach people. Amen. We have to be careful how we go in and out before people. Amen. We just have to be careful, saints of God. We're supposed to be this very example of who Christ is.
Amen.
And what is that example of Jesus Christ? Love. Christ is love.
Yes.
Yeah, he can get angry. We all have a spot.
Amen.
Amen. It's a pushing point at everybody.
Amen.
Amen. It's a point where, amen, anybody, if you push them the wrong way, if you push me the wrong way, I might look at you crazy. Amen. But nevertheless, praise God, we still got to put on the attitude of Christ.
Right.
Amen. I might look at you crazy, but amen, I promise you the Holy Spirit will get me in check. Amen. I promise you, if I have an attitude with you, praise God, when I do, when I leave you, amen, or if I, before I leave you, the Holy Ghost will check me, praise God. That's what the Holy Ghost is supposed to do.
That's
amen.
Right.
It's supposed to check us, amen. Amen. Make us get things right. Not continue to go on as if we ain't done nothing.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Praise
Lord,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Turn from your evil way.
Yeah.
And then he began to speak to Ezekiel. He began to encourage Israel. And God is still telling us, amen, praise God. How should you continue living? How can you say that you love me? You living in sin. Your ways are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Your ways are wicked. Then he said unto Ezekiel, say unto them, as I live, said the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. God said, that ain't what I have pleasure in.
Amen.
I don't want to see you lose your soul because you're wicked.
Amen.
Amen.
I have no pleasure in that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God loves us.
Amen.
Praise God. He loves all of us. And he have no people died. Amen. But in that soul, they never repented. They never got it right. God have no pleasure in that.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But that the, he said, but that the wicked turn from his way and live.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, this is what God wants from us. He wants us to turn from our wicked ways and live.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen, that's true.
Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel? Why will we die, O people of God? Why will we die when we know what to do?
Amen.
Turn from the evil.
That's right.
Quit hating one another.
Amen.
Quit fighting one another.
Amen.
Quit sowing seeds of discord among one another.
Yes.
Because it's sin, it's evil. It's
yes.
not of God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. The righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness.
Amen.
Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinned.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the righteous, y'all.
All right. Mm-hmm.
He's not talking about the sinners right here.
Mm-mm.
He did talk, he's talking about sinning, but he's talking about us that are saved.
Amen.
My God. He said, neither shall the righteous be able to live for the righteousness in the day that he sinned.
Right.
Yeah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, have mercy. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live if he trusts in his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he has committed, he shall die for it.
Amen.
Again I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die. If he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live.
Amen.
He shall not die.
Amen.
God is so gracious to us. He's so merciful to us. Amen. He said, if you continue in your wicked ways, you're going to die in your wickedness.
Amen.
But if you repent, if you turn your evil way, turn from your evil way, when you repent to the Lord, God said, I will forgive you, and you will not die. You will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So in order for us to build each other up and edify one another, we got to turn from wicked ways.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in that time. Praise God. And God is looking for holiness. He was looking for holiness then, and he's still crying holy now.
Amen.
It was holiness then, and it's holy now.
Amen.
It was holy then, and it's holy now.
Amen.
God ain't changed. We change.
Amen.
But God never changed.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Let's go to the book of Acts real quick. Hallelujah. The third chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Repent. It's time to repent and turn from your evil ways.
Amen. That
third chapter and the 19th verse.
Perfect.
Hallelujah. People of God, it's time to repent.
Amen.
And turn from our wicked ways. Mm-hmm. We need a healing in the land. Like God sent a healing in the land in Gilead. We need a healing in the United States of America. But the only way we're going to get that healing, amen, all the way, we got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to repent of our sins.
Amen.
Amen. Acts 3 and 19, we there? Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. John the Baptist, praise God, had prepared the way for Jesus by preaching repentance.
Amen.
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 The apostles called to salvation also include repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledging personal sins and turning away from it. Repentance is acknowledge what you've done wrong.
Amen.
Acknowledge the wickedness. Acknowledge, amen, what you've done.
Amen.
And turn from it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Glory be to God. Many people want the benefit of being identified with Christ without turning from their sins.
Yes.
And acknowledging their own disobedience.
Yes, hallelujah.
But we can't get through Christ. We can't live that life of Christ without acknowledging our sin, without repenting and turning from God. We can't get it that way. The first step to being forgiven is to confess your sins. Confess. And then turn from it.
Amen.
Stop doing it.
Amen.
Ask God to redirect your mind. Redirect my heart, God. Redirect my will, God. Redirect me, God. I confess, God. I give you my sins. I give all my faults. Everything that blood I give it to you, I repent.
Amen.
Not to return again to the things that I'm surrendering to you.
Amen.
My God. When we repent, God promised not only to wipe away the sin, but bring spiritual refreshment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and when the time of refreshment shall come from the presence of the Lord. Once you say, Lord, I repent, amen, he give you that spiritual refreshment. You will never be the same. Amen. Everything about you changes, praise God. You begin to see things from a new perspective, amen, when you repent and get things right with God. People of God, amen, let's get it right, amen. Have a repentance heart unto the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Turn from your evil ways.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Repentance may at first seem painful because it's hard to give up certain sins. Hallelujah. But God will give you a better way. I just want to tell somebody, God will give you a better way.
Amen.
If you repent of your sin, God will give you a better way.
Yes, he will. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
As Hosea had promised, he said, if you will follow on to know the Lord, he's going forth to prepare as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter rain, and the latter in the former rain. Amen. That was what Hosea said upon the earth. He said, do you feel the need to be refreshed today? Do you feel the need? Do you feel the need? Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been dealing with, amen, if it's been some stuff that you know in your heart you ain't been right, you know in your heart you ain't been loving your sister and brother, you know in your mind and your heart you've been doing stuff, you ain't been loving your family like you should, amen, repent of it.
Amen.
You know in your heart how you've been feeling
spirit of refreshment come your way. Amen. Let that spirit of refreshment come to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Refreshing that shall come from the presence of the Lord. Because I promise you, there's nothing like being, hallelujah, in the presence of the Lord. There's nothing like that refreshment.
Amen.
Of the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Second Peter, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to 2 Peter, praise God, 3:9. Amen. Just want to remind you, hallelujah, people of God. It's time to turn from your wicked ways.
Yes, it is.
And to let you know that God is not slack concerning his promise. He's not slack concerning his promise towards us. He just wants us to get it right. He just wants us to have his love. He wants us to humble ourselves and be ready to be used for his good work.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God wants from us. Amen. We thank God for Jesus on today. He's not slack concerning his promise, because the timing of God is always perfect.
Amen.
I don't care when the time it comes, what time God moves in your life, his timing is always perfect.
Amen.
Amen. 2 Peter 3:9 reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
He said 3:9.
Amen. 2 Peter 3:9. Amen. 2 Peter 3:9.
Okay.
It reads, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. Amen. We know how we feel like God just don't know. It just don't seem like God is. It's just taking too long. It's taking too long for God to move. Amen. But he's not slack.
Amen.
And it says that, but it's long suffering. He's a long suffering God.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered long with us. He give us time to repent.
Amen.
He give us time to get it right. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Thank God for being a long suffering God.
Yeah,
for giving us that time to repent. For giving us that time to get it right.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish,
amen,
but have everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen. I thank and I praise God for the word of today.
Yes.
People of God, turn from your evil ways.
Amen.
We thank and I praise God. Thank and I praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, whatever's in our heart that's not like God, we got to get it right before we
get
sin.
It right. Amen.
We got to get it right.
Yes,
from the pulpit to the door.
Amen.
We got to get this thing right.
Yeah.
Amen. I love you for every one of you. I thank God for you. Thank God for, amen, you tuning in. Thank God, amen, for hallelujah, Tree of Life. Thank God, amen, for you being here on today. Thank and praise God, hallelujah, for just everyone, hallelujah, that's watching by the airway, Lord.
Yeah.
I thank you, Lord Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Lord God, and I just thank you for every leader. I thank you for every leader, God. And Lord God, we just thank you, oh God, for how you just spoke to your people. And Lord God, I pray, oh God, that people will repent and turn from their wicked way.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for doing what only he can do.
Yes.
Not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, said the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Until we meet again, until next time, God bless you all. We love you. From the Tree of Life. God loves you more. Amen. And we just praise God for you. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.